Good evening. This is Dr. Mark Dickey from California State University, Fullerton. We're going to take a listen to the Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble and make some comments that will hopefully be helpful to you. And we're just about ready to begin. You're going to play Gordon Goodwin's Told You So and Tiger of San Pedro by John LaBarbera and arranged by Paul Avender. So, as soon as we're done introducing you, we'll get going here. Look forward to your performance. I'll be talking about your musicianship and your technique on your instruments. Looks like a pretty textbook instrumentation. And a textbook setup, so I'm looking forward to a good performance here. Feel about 140 something. Here we go. Good rhythm, wonderful walking bass line. Nice job setting up a swing feel in the trap set so far. Really tiny point, but there's no accent on the end of measure 17. It's not that. It's the opposite of that. Take a look. That'd be more musical, wouldn't it? Ba-da-doo-da. Make that quarter note real long. A wonderful chart. One of the most inventive charts for students your age, I think I've ever heard. Milk those little glissandos a little more, Zach. I wouldn't be offended. There you go. Really nice blend in the saxophones. Good tone qualities.
piano, by the way. That seem emotionally uninvolved and yet very competent. But I don't hear you or see you, and there's a lot of body language potentially involved in this, interacting with each other or interacting with much of anything else that's going on. You're just kind of doing what you're supposed to be. And this would be a whole lot more interesting if you guys were, to use the new word that's not in the dictionary, conversating with each other. Essence of cool right there. Very nicely done. So a little bit more highly defined style. You've done a lot of work on it. It's really, really, really good, but just a basic concept of long notes long and short notes short, and keep playing long notes until you have a short note, and keep the long notes going through a line in these swing figures. Could be taken to one level higher. And then the other thing is just... I feel like you're a little programmed and robotic, and you know, I talked about the emotional involvement not being there a whole lot on the drum set and the string bass, or the electric bass, and to some degree that could be true in much of the band. By now you know the notes, you know the rhythms, you're doing what you're doing really well. Relax a little bit, which is real hard to do when you've been on a bus all day and you're sitting in front of a couple of judges 10 feet away. But relax and have fun, and you, jazz should be somewhat, in addition to being art, should be entertaining. And we want you to communicate music to the audience, not just play your part really well. Make sure you're all accenting those the half notes the same way, and it's just an accent. It's not a sforzando or a hammer, and length the note too on those half notes, the 2D half notes on, you know, I'm talking about measure 50, 52, 54. Thank you. The whole note of measured 121, I'd hold it out longer. You play everything else in a pretty mature style, and that was just kind of a letting go of the phrase before you're supposed to move it. That happens too much with, middle school groups, and you're better than that. So, finish the phrase. I'll tell you, for as many times as you played da-do-da-da-do-da-dam, which was, I don't know, did I just hear you do it 150 times? The articulation is not together. The style is not the same. I'm hearing half a dozen interpretations at least of that. So, listen to each other. Again, you just seem kind of programmed, and I know you played this a lot, and you learned it really, really well. But I'm not sure your ears are really, really working a whole bunch. So you could take this up a whole notch if you just sort of push the restart button and really remember that you're playing music and not just playing notes and rhythms. Convey excitement, communicate excitement is what we want you to do. So it's really good. It's really good. Solos, I'm both impressed and underwhelmed, I guess. I'm guessing you guys are really, really, really smart, and that being the case, especially in, let me take a look at the changes in Tiger San Pedro here. It's a little more complex, but, going back to Told You So, where the open section is, the changes are a great opportunity to just teach a little bit of music theory and get going with some scales and so forth, and given that, and then think about the idea of creating a motive that you like that's reminiscent of the melody but is not the melody. And once you create one or two or three motives, and I'm just giving, words that your teacher knows to him to sort of play with here a little bit, and this might be a really good way for you to think about it, is based on the melodic material, the harmonic material, create a motive, write it out if you want to, temporarily, and then something that fits the harmonic structure, and then it's just learn about sequence, have your teacher talk to you about sequencing, and about variation. And if you sequence the motive and vary the motive, stay within the style of the piece, and don't be afraid of repeated notes to your friend, and you guys are really good at taking little breaks. I like that. And that sounds like a backwards compliment, because I'm saying I like the idea that you stop playing. But, you should. It's not an ongoing one-way conversation. It's between you and the rhythm section and anything else that's going on. And so take some time to play a lick, play your motive, and then lay out for a couple beats, and then come in with a variation of the motive, or play the motive, sequence it, and then take a little break, and then come with a variation. So explore those ideas, those concepts, those compositional, improvisational concepts, and that'll help you a little bit with structuring your solos in maybe just another way of, an additional way of thinking about it. You guys are great. I've been extremely nitpicky, but it's a really, really fine band. Keep up the good work. I enjoyed hearing you play. Thanks for coming.